Let me talk to you for a minute about my friend Michael Bush. Mike has spent over 20 plus years with Northwestern Mutual as a financial advisor and manages an office here in Louisville. He's my own personal financial advisor. One reason is that he knows that my investments in real estate and my business are my best investments where I get my best returns. After that, I also invest in the stock market for diversification and tax advantages. Mike and his team have done a great job handling those investments for me. Their team takes a comprehensive look at planning, so he's regularly bringing up ideas that add value and build a more secure plan. Things like protecting my income with disability insurance, protecting my family with life insurance, and ways to get more out of my cash that would otherwise be sitting in a savings account earning nothing. Mike and his team at Northwestern Mutual have been great partners for me and my family, and I encourage you to give him a call. No obligation, just a conversation to see how they can help. Call Michael Bush at 502-727-2758 or email him at michael.bush@nm.com.
Motto Mortgage Premier Partners is your source for hassle-free home loans in Louisville, Kentucky. With their commitment to providing the best loan options, they make buying a home effortless. With Senior Loan Officer Andrew Dow at the helm, you can rest assured that you're in good hands. Andrew has a wealth of experience in the lending industry and has helped countless clients achieve their dreams of owning a home. At Motto Mortgage Premier Partners, they pride themselves on providing top-notch service and offering competitive rates and low fees. They understand that buying a home can be stressful, but their team is dedicated to making the process as easy as possible. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned pro, they have the expertise to guide you through the entire process. So if you're looking to purchase a home in Louisville, let Motto Mortgage Premier Partners and Andrew Dow help you find the loan that's right for you. Call him today at 502-931-8670.
We spent the past couple of years in a crazy hot market. Louisville home sales decline as demand outpaces supply. Effective communication is at the core of any situation. If you master these two ideas, you'll have a chance of being successful at residential real estate marketing. I think you need to be looking for investment opportunities that move the needle. The market will never crash if demand exceeds supply. This is what I've been telling you all along.
This is the Jay Pitts Show.
And we're back, folks. Welcome back to the Jay Pitts Show. This is your host, Jay Pitts, right here on Talk Radio 1080. Ryan Harris is with me. Ryan, what's up?
Got to turn the volume down on you a little bit.
Dude, I bring the energy. If I do nothing else today, I bring the bass and the energy.
I was talking to Kyle Pinkham, an agent in the office, and he was talking about how good of a radio voice you have.
I don't know. It's a little raspy.
No, it's pretty good.
And I got like a little sinus thing going on right now, so I get like a little extra grit.
Me too, a little bit.
I think everybody's got that. We got that weather change. We got that like cold snap type situation, a little frost in the morning. But it's just in time for temperatures back in the 60s in another day or so. So
yeah, you were just saying you forgot something. How often does that happen to you throughout the week?
Man, here's the thing.
Was it business related?
Yes, of course. It's like, well, it is business related, but it was more relating to one of my investments. I need to take a check to the insurance company. It's like, it's analog. It's like one of those things that just can't be helped. Bought a house and, you know, need to pay for the first month. Like, anyway, it's a thing. It's a whole thing, but I forgot to do it. Had an oh no moment. We'll be kind to the radio like, gods, by saying it was an oh no moment. I think Jim knows. He heard what I actually said before we came on the air, but he doesn't have to hit the dump button because I won't say it now. Oh no, I have to go do this. Anyway,
that's like the worst time to have an oh no moment.
Right too, before you go on the air. Yeah. Fortunately, I don't, that stuff like that doesn't really faze me.
Yeah.
Like I find myself in a situation anymore where there are always a list of, I don't know, 7 to 8 people, I will say, chasing me. They're not really chasing me because I get back to them really quickly and I handle stuff and I like to execute and like eradicate problems and tasks. But like, I always feel like I'm being chased, you know, like there's always like 5 people that need something from me at all times. And a lot of times that oh no moment is like, I didn't handle it in the first 5 minutes. And then next thing I know, it's 5 hours. It's certainly not like, you know, a month goes by and I just completely forget to do something important. That never happens, or very rarely. But yeah, that was an oh no moment. I was supposed to do it the other day. I didn't do it. So here we are.
When there's something like that, those things that pop up, or you need to remember something, where do you write that down? I know there's a calendar, but dude, for me, it's like my notes app is wild. I'll text myself like things I need to do or need to remember.
I have, it depends on where I am, which is probably unfortunate. If it is, if I'm at home, and just so we've talked about it ad nauseum on the program, I have three young kids, so I like literally never sit until bed. And so like if I'm at home and something needs to happen like tomorrow, I'm probably going to like literally take a sticky note and write and set myself a note, and then like I'll stick it under my keys. Because like I can't go anywhere without my keys, so like I have to see that note. Like if I have to take something for the kids for school or something, you know, this has got to go to the office tomorrow or whatever. But I'm definitely the problem solving. I think this is in line with kind of the content we normally do. I am like, right now, eradicate the problem so that it never comes back, and like I don't have to remember it later.
Well, dude, we've talked about that on the show before, where a lot of what gives you anxiety is things you know you have to do, and people keep putting that off because it gives them anxiety. But the quickest way to attack that problem, get it done, make that call, send the text, have the hard conversation. Like, that's how you get rid of that anxiety.
Yeah. No,
and
absolutely.
It's never as bad as you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Whether it's public speaking or making a call to a client you don't want to, or an agent.
It's never as bad.
It's never as bad as you think it's going to be.
I had a call on the way over here today for one of our agents, a call that they really did not want to make. And I'm not trying to, you know, call this agent out. I certainly won't. It was relating to commission. The client wanted a concession. They didn't really deserve a concession. No other reason that they wanted it than they just wanted it. Like, they wanted it. They want to do, it's like an investor type that wants to do multiple pieces of business with us. And they really just put this agent who really needs that in a position where they were weird. They felt weird about having to answer. They didn't want to give away their commission. They didn't deserve a commission discount. But if they don't, then they may not get the opportunity to work with this client in the future. So they called and asked if I would handle that phone call. And I said, yeah, sure. And I made the call, and it was not near as bad. I was just explained, like, hey, this is not how it works. And here we are. And that was it. And I called the agent back. They were like, wow, is that easy? And I was like, yeah, it was. Just pick up the phone.
Yeah, like, just do it.
Just do it. I mean, it. You know, most people you deal with are really nice. We can spend a lot of time talking about how difficult and challenging some clients are, but the truth is, that's 0.1%. I mean, it's tiny. It's an infinitesimal percentage.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, let's do this. I feel like we've been doing this show a while now.
Yeah.
Has it been over 6 months?
Yeah.
I think it's definitely been over six months. We haven't, you know, might have new listeners. Why don't you give a little background on yourself again, or just like elevator, like who you are,
elevator
in
pitch.
Case, you know, new listeners right now, or people that have been listening for a few weeks, maybe.
Okay. Broker owner at RE/MAX Premier Properties, own Motto Mortgage, own Premier Property Management Services. My team within RE/MAX Premier Properties, JT Pitts and Associates, is the number one team in the state of Kentucky for residential real estate sales, really all real estate sales, but we've primarily focused on residential. I do some commercial, grew up in a real estate household. Father was a broker, property manager, auctioneer, developer, builder, small town real estate person that kind of did everything. Got licensed in 2004 right after college, worked in the mortgage business for a few years, transitioned fully into real estate in the worst real estate market we've seen in a long time. If you think it's bad now, it wasn't 2008, not by a long shot. That's when I got my start firmly in real estate on my own two feet by myself. And the rest is history.
Yep. And your ties to Louisville, played baseball at Bellarmine.
Played baseball at Bellarmine, met my wife, who was also a student at Bellarmine, stayed here, have three beautiful kids, coach everything. All the sports.
Getting into golf.
Getting into golf. Quite addicted.
Listeners probably even know that now.
Quite addicted. Yes, quite. I was not as addicted to golf when we first started the show.
No.
It happened this summer.
Yeah. Which
mostly late summer. Fall golf's awesome because the weather is so consistent.
Yeah. Like, the only thing that stinks about fall golf are leaves on the ground.
Yeah, this is true. Finding your golf ball, which you don't have much of a problem with. So why don't you do the same? How about you introduce yourself, sir?
Okay.
Mr. Elevator Pitch.
Yeah. Ryan Harris. I am a real estate agent at Jay's Brokerage. I was on his team for a while, stepped out on my own now. I started a software company here in town, which we just sold. From E-Town, like Jay is. I played golf at Bellarmine. My family is in the real estate space, so kind of been around it a lot as well. There's a lot of similarities between Jay and I.
Yep.
We're both millennials, believe it or not.
I'm a millennia old.
Yeah.
You're a millennia young.
Are there shirts that say that?
There, we sure mean there should be. And we should trademark them, if not.
You know, I was blown away by this the other day. I was at Kroger picking up some medicine for my son, and this guy had a shirt on, and a lady asked where he got it, and he said the TikTok shop.
Oh.
It's just so funny to see, like, two older people talk about the TikTok shop and buying stuff off there.
Well, I mean, it's funny. I know what the TikTok shop is, but it's like, it's not really the TikTok shop. It's like little stores within the TikTok shop, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like he could have said the internet. Like, yeah. It would have been like kind of the same answer, right?
Yeah, it was funny.
Like, you didn't buy it from adidas.com. You bought it from the internet.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know.
All right, we got a couple minutes left in this segment. Next segment, we'll get to real estate. But let's talk about it. So we just played another scramble together, not on the same team.
Yep.
We played the Louisville baseball fundraiser scramble out at, I guess it's Louisville Golf Club now is what it's called.
Yeah, ULGC.
And we decided to all play together. We played sevensome.
Yeah, sevensome.
It's fun to do, isn't it?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. A lot of trash talk. Healthy trash talk.
Came down to the last hole.
Came down to the very last hole, which, I mean, I'm sure you want me to tell. Ryan stuck one at about 6 inches from like 180 on a par three to end the day.
Yeah.
In the rain and wind. So I guess he's okay. He did try to give me a lot of grief. Make me back off the ball a few times when I was about to putt, which I did once. He thought it was going to make me nervous, but I made the putt anyway.
I got to say something about, I would do that anyway, but Matt Hoagland kept telling me, he was like, say something to Jay about this right here. He wanted me to say it.
I could totally buy that. I could totally buy him wanting it done, but not wanting to do it himself.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I had a blast. That was fun.
No, it was. It was a good time. And you don't get that much of an opportunity to do that. Like, ULGC is a nice course, but it wasn't stuffy out there. Like, the guys that were playing were all pretty cool and laid back. You know, it wasn't a bunch of world beaters that, like, just were going to get mad at you because they had to wait a hot second.
Yeah.
And I kept telling, like, you know, Zach, my brother, played baseball at U of L, was kind of hosting at least one of the foursomes there. Phil Wunderlich, another Louisville baseball player, was hosting the other. And Phil is cool as a cucumber and didn't care a bit. But Zach was getting a little, like, we're making them wait. And I'm like, bro, they can wait. Like, we have two foursomes here. Yeah. Like, they can, like, they're not having to wait on a second foursome.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. No, it was good. All right. When we come back, we're going to ask Jay what sellers should look for to get the most price for their property in this current market that we have in Louisville, Kentucky. So, in a couple minutes, we'll be back on Talk Radio 1080, Real News, Real Talk, The Jay Pitch Show. See you in a sec.
Jay Pitts here, leader of the number one real estate team in Kentucky and host right here on 1080 WKJK. While the average agent sold just 7 homes last year, our team successfully sold over 600. Our proven marketing system gets homes sold for top dollar and gets them sold fast. Many are seeing headlines about prices going down. Want to know the real truth? Text the words home value to 502-805-8888. That's home value to 502-805-8888 and receive your no obligation home value sent via text directly to your phone within 1 hour.
Hello, my name is Megan. Jay's team recently sold my house, and he really went above and beyond. It was fast and easy, and I got $10,000 over list price. The whole team really made this experience simple and stress-free.
Remember, text the words home value to 502-805-8888. That's home value to 502-805-8888, and receive your no-obligation home value sent directly to your cell phone via text within 1 hour.
Real news, real talk. Talk Radio 1080, an iHeart radio station.
Welcome back to the Jay Pitch Show. I am your co-host, Ryan Harris. This is Talk Radio 1080, Real News, Real Talk. All right, Jay, so we just talked a little small talk stuff there, golf, and now we're going to talk Louisville real estate market.
Sure.
So the question is, what advice do you have for sellers looking to get the best possible price for their property in the current market?
Yeah.
Now, I've, with my listings and stuff, I would say I've noticed a little switch in the last few weeks. So I'm also interested to hear what you have to say.
Well, so, okay. This is a different market than it was 6 weeks ago, much less 6 months ago or a year and a half ago at the peak, right? And I think really just a little bit of reality, dose of reality is necessary for most sellers. You can't expect to have the leverage you had. The people that are selling now are people that are not rate locked in a 2.75% 30-year fixed rate mortgage, more than likely. They have to have a very compelling life change to sell under those circumstances. A lot of those people that are even having life changes we're seeing hold onto their properties as investments. So I think it's all the fundamental stuff that we tried to get away from for 21, 22, and part of 23. I'm going to tell you to pay attention to the small details, right? Buyers have leverage. You're going to need to, we say always when meeting with a seller and discussing with them what it takes to sell a house that you have to have exposure, which is the agent's job. You have to have appeal, which is the owner's job. And then you have to have the correct pricing. And that's the most important of the three legs of that stool, because the improper price will derail the previous two. Doesn't matter how good your agent is or how much they expose it to the market. Doesn't matter how good the house looks. If it's priced 50, 100 grand over list in the wrong market, it will not sell. Period. So we have to focus on pricing and we have to get ahead of the market. Most people think being market value is what the house would have sold for 6 months ago, what 6 month old comp sold for. That's not the case. The market is flattening. The market is declining in some select areas. The market is slowly appreciating in others. Okay. When, you know, I think the decision you have to make as a seller is, are the comps you're using for comparison, were they above market value for their time or not? If they were, you got to throw them out or you got to adjust for that. So your house may be semantics, but if a house sold 20,000 over list 6 months ago, and that was really 20,000 over market value, you can't use that as a comp today. You're working with 20,000 less. That's the comp. That's the basis for comparison. Also, to win in a competitive market, which it is, it's just different. You're competing over buyers versus buyers competing over listings. When you're doing that, you have to mind the small details. You have to professionally clean, professionally photograph, which is almost requisites anyway, but you have to do it now. You have to fix the odds and ends. You pre-inspect and work off punch lists, things that give buyers confidence that they're making the right decision, because we're still seeing a vast percentage of transactions fall out due to inspection.
Yeah.
So you want to lose all momentum, sell it once, and then lose your deal and then have to start over in a worse market than when you started.
Yeah. And it is still a strong market in a lot of areas. Like, there's a home in St. Matthews. I just 950 went under contract in 2 days.
Absolutely.
Like, if it wasn't a strong market, that would not happen.
Well, and we could get into a much larger conversation here, but 80% of all dollars that are in circulation were minted in the last 4 years. Okay. Somebody got a hand on those dollars. I don't care if milk is up 9%. Okay. You know, year over year, like, yeah, inflation hurts and it's awful and it hurts the people with the least resources the most. But as with wealth transfer, large events tend to circulate wealth into the more wealthy. Uh-huh. So the person writing a check for a $900,000 house cash, well, yeah, they're way better off than they were 5 years ago. And the fact that prices have gone up on things hasn't affected them. So, yes, it's a weird market.
Which we're going to get into another topic here later on about something that could hurt buyers with less resources.
Yes.
We'll save that for just, we might get to it here in a sec, but
yeah,
let's kind of tie this in a bow. So the best advice you have for sellers right now.
Go the extra mile, price accurately. You need to hire a good agent. Okay. No matter what the media tells you, we're going to get into it. But, you know, agents are not overpaid in bad markets. I'm just telling you, we get more commission negotiation in good markets than bad markets. There are a lot of realtors out there that are suffering. There's a lot of realtors out there that are worth nowhere near what they're compensated. So don't get me wrong. The best agents are often a value add, not an expense.
Yeah. Have you been having this conversation with your team?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right. Well, I guess let's get into it then. You said you've had agents coming to you, wanting to talk about it.
Yeah.
I've been interested to hear what you have to say. So there's this big commission lawsuit going on, and everybody's wondering what it's going to do to the industry. So do you want to give a little overview of what's happening?
Yeah. So, okay. So it's been in the works for a long time. It's been working its way through the legal system and finally, you know, hit a court in Missouri. Okay. It's this, you know, known as the Sitzer-Burnett or the Burnett trial. Okay. And it really focuses on buyer agent compensation. Okay.
I'm laughing at this title over here. Federal jury verdict on broker fees rocks real estate industry. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the headlines, the, you know, commissions could go to zero tomorrow. Like, it's not like that's my headline voice. I've used that many times here, but no, I mean, so there's several releases by NAR. National Association of Realtors was included as a plaintiff, as a defendant in this trial, along with Home Services of America, which is owned. It's a subsidiary of Berkshire Hathaway, a Warren Buffett company. Locally, there are a number of franchise companies that franchise and wholly owned regional subsidiaries that are under the Home Services of America umbrella. And then Keller Williams Realty, which we may or may not have discussed. We certainly discussed in the office. We may or may not have discussed in the show, but REMAX was included on this lawsuit as well. And so was Anywhere Real Estate, two of the nation's largest franchise companies. And they settled a month or so ago to get out of this verdict. And that's looking like a smarter and smarter decision by the day, considering the award was $5.8 billion with a B.
Yep.
And Keller and Home Services hung around for that particular verdict. I've heard, you know, lots of rumors about this, but essentially, okay, the claim is that NAR prioritized commissions over consumers is really what it is. Standards of practice, requiring agents to join MLS systems, requiring agents to participate in cross agency or cooperative agency, allowing, you know, fixed fees to be published. The way to understand this lawsuit, Ryan, you have to understand the way commissions work.
I have a good little excerpt here.
Go ahead. For me
to go. Sure. It just kind of goes over the lawsuit, just a short little paragraph. So at the heart of the lawsuit is broker commissions, or the fees paid by home sellers to brokers for executing transactions or providing other services, like scheduled property showings, which are generally factored in to the listing price of a home. Specifically at issue is the seller's fee payments to the buyer's realtor, which are in part governed by the NAR's clear cooperation rule. The rule requires sellers to include a fee offered to the buyer's agent when listing a home. The fee offer is visible to the buyer's agent, but prospective buyers usually do not get access to them. Real estate agents generally must become members of the National Association of Realtors, one of the largest trade associations in the U.S., to gain access to most local real estate databases.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. So, you know, it was part of the settlement, right, where REMAX and Anywhere came out and settled, that they basically said they did nothing wrong and that all of the claims made in the trial were, you know, exaggerated claims of technicality, where REMAX has never been anti-competitive. REMAX has always, number one, REMAX has never required their agents join MLSs or even NAR for that matter. It's a bit misleading if I'm being honest, because you can't be competitive as a real estate agent without access to an MLS.
Right.
So, but to the letter, REMAX never required its agents to be NAR members. They never, you know, encouraged their agents to be anti-competitive. In fact, clear cooperation came into existence mostly as a way to prohibit pocket selling and protect consumers' interests, because at the height of 2020, 2021, 2022 markets, pocket selling was a thing because of a lack of inventory. If you were a listing agent, Ryan, and you knew somebody that should buy your listing, you could hurt your seller by selling it directly to one of your clients without exposing it to the open marketplace, and therefore allow them to forego tens of thousands of dollars in potential equity.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was like the ruling that brought Clear Cooperation to the forefront, and it's kind of being used against NAR in this space. I think really the root of it is the plaintiffs believe that the buyer agent is obsolete. And especially obsolete at less qualified, less experienced, less wealthy buyers. And thus, if you as a buyer's agent wish to have, if you as a buyer wish to have an agent, you should be able to negotiate directly with your agent what their compensation is, and you should be able to write the check.
Yeah. So I think we've given a good background of where this lawsuit stands. We're going to cut to a couple ad sponsors, and we'll be back talking about how this could change the industry or our opinions on it. Mm-hmm. But we'll see you back on the Jay Pitch Show, Talk Radio 1080, here in a couple of minutes.
Motto Mortgage Premier Partners is your source for hassle-free home loans in Louisville, Kentucky. With their commitment to providing the best loan options, they make buying a home effortless. With Senior Loan Officer Andrew Dow at the helm, you can rest assured that you're in good hands. Andrew has a wealth of experience in the lending industry and has helped countless clients achieve their dreams of owning a home. At Motto Mortgage Premier Partners, they pride themselves on providing top-notch service and offering competitive rates and low fees. They understand that buying a home can be stressful, but their team is dedicated to making the process as easy as possible. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned pro, they have the expertise to guide you through the entire process. So if you're looking to purchase a home in Louisville, let Motto Mortgage Premier Partners and Andrew Dow help you find the loan that's right for you. Call him today at 502-931-8670.
Hey, listen up. Do you own a car, truck, or boat? Do you own a business? Do you own or rent a home? If so, let's face it, you need to protect these assets from damage caused by accidents. For that, you need a friend in the insurance business. Let my friend John Blackford with Kentucky Farm Bureau protect you. Like many of you listening, Jen and I have worked hard to build our businesses over the years. John has delivered on his promise to protect us when we've needed it the most. We've experienced losses as small as a crack in our windshield or as big as a catastrophic property fire. While he has 2 decades of experience, Kentucky Farm Bureau has over a century of operational excellence all across the state. Every year, insurance companies move in and out of Kentucky, but Farm Bureau has proven to be a constant. John and Kentucky Farm Bureau have perfected the balance of providing service and coverage at competitive rates. Listen, we've all worked hard, and loss or damage is inevitable. This is why we all need a friend in the insurance industry. John Blackford has been that genuine friend to me for years. Let John Blackford be that friend to you. Call him today at 502-327-5480 for advice on all your insurance needs.
Talk Radio 1080. Real news, real talk.
All right, we're back, folks. Let's get back into this Burnett trial. So,
not Burnett's.
It's Sitzer Burnett. Anyway, whatever.
Not the cheat box. Although that was funny at the Yum Center Burnett's Lounge, like it was,
it's like it was fancy. Yeah. You know, although some realtors might be having some cheap vodka as a result.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So how's this going to change the industry? Well, first and foremost, I will tell you, for a while, it will change absolutely nothing, because NAR has already, and the plaintiffs have already, very large, very wealthy plaintiffs, have already indicated their intent to appeal. And these kind of appeals can last years. I've seen, you know, estimates of up to 5 years before they may have a true ruling on whether or not the payout is actually going to be executed. NAR has issued several statements stating their belief that they will prevail on appeal. They've criticized the way the trial was conducted. It was an 11-day trial with a 2-hour deliberation. $5.8 billion in award on a 2-hour deliberation. I mean, let's think about that for a minute. They've essentially stated that their main claim was that, you know, the complexity of how these agreements are structured was kind of obscured from the jury. It was presented in very, very plain language that oversimplified the relationship and played on a fairly popular narrative that real estate agents are not very good and overpaid. And so I don't disagree with those assertions, okay? But another thing, this is really only about transactions. This is a fact that not very many people understand. This is only concerning transactions that closed as far back as ending in 2015. 2015 and before. So we're really talking about damages that probably 40 to 50% of will go to the class action law team. And I'm not trying to play boogeyman with attorneys, okay? Ever the market determines your value. I'm with that. Because I really do think real estate agents calling attorneys, it's like the pot calling the kettle black, right? We're not going to go there. But how do you make restitution? I mean, how does that happen? You're talking 8-year-old transactions here. And 5 more years until we know for a fact. So nothing is going to happen for a while. When it happens, you teased this earlier, okay? So I'll let you expand upon the point. The execution of this and the elimination of buyer agency will severely hinder less experienced, less qualified, less wealthy buyers and borrowers. Not having exclusive representation, subjecting them, okay, to being represented by a listing agent who's contractually obligated to serve the seller first, will put them at a severe disadvantage. So I don't see it going anywhere, ever, frankly. And it's kind of like the one step forward, two steps back that we've talked about with incentivizing demand throughout a low supply market. All you end up doing is harming. You pay lip service and homage to helping the less fortunate. And in all of your actions, you actually harm them instead.
Yeah. And that's a great point. And just one way I believe it hinders buyers that are less qualified. So let's look at it as, how does it hurt sellers and buyers? So what they want basically to happen is they're kind of wanting buyers to pay buyer agents themselves.
Directly or not have one.
Or not have one. So let's say they have to pay a buyer's agent themselves because they want to be represented. Right there, you knock out less qualified buyers because they do not have the money to pay for a buyer's agent. Okay, how's that hurt sellers? Lowers the demand in the market. Mm-hmm. You're going to have less buyers. And what does that do? It makes your prices come down, and it could come down more than what you would pay a buyer's agent.
Yeah, it could. It absolutely could. And it could also result in less qualified, less experienced, less qualified buyers paying way more because they have inadequate representation.
So,
and all of those things can be true at the same time.
Let's talk through this because I've been thinking about this. So let's say you have a listing. Your seller wants you to put it on the market and offer 0% buyer agent fees. What do you do as a listing agent? You put it on there, and let's say your agent representing a buyer, and they get their client wants to see that house, but they see it. Did they just send that person to you?
I don't think so. What incentive do they have to do anything? There's no compensation. Like, I mean, that's how open markets work, right? Incentives is what drives open markets. So no, your client calls you and they want to see a house that has 0% compensation. What you're going to do is you're going to pick up the phone and you're going to call the listing agent and say, hey, are you sure about this? Because there's no compensation. My people have no money to pay. You know, it's going to be 100% financing. They're going to be asking for closing costs. There's no money for my compensation whatsoever, but they're like for sale by owners. They're leery of going directly to the listing agent because they know they have no representation. They don't feel competent or confident enough to represent themselves. So what happens then? Nothing. So that seller loses a ready, willing, and able buyer because of, you know, destroying or attempting to destroy the system that allows them to be represented independently. Now, are there bad apples? Yeah. Do people get bad representation? Yes. But to ask yourself, like, where does it fall on the scale? What's more helpful versus harmful? For 3% of the transaction and the way that we've done business for 50 years, right? These people have a shot at getting good representation. And guess what? There's so much competition out there that if they look hard enough, they will find a credible professional that will treat them honestly and fairly and represent their best interests.
Yeah. You were telling me something in the office about home builders in this lawsuit.
Yeah. I it was intriguing because I was talking to a client of mine. They have large national home builders have large inside sales divisions of non-licensed salespeople. Now, you may not be aware of this, but you can sell real estate in the state of Kentucky without a license so long as you're an employee of the person you work for as a seller. You can only sell their homes. So, you know, Joe Smith or
Jay. What does that mean? Can you join the MLS and sell?
No, you can't.
How do you sell it then?
How does anybody sell anything? You advertise, you market, you interest buyers. I mean, you know, the majority of new construction buyers in Louisville Metro, they search online, okay? They find a neighborhood that is advertised on a major home search website. They drive to the neighborhood. They drive around the neighborhood. They see the model home. They walk in. They talk to an unlicensed sales professional, right, that works for the builder, and that person brokers the transaction. Now, broker may not be a great word because you don't have a license, but for all intents and purposes, they process the transaction.
If you're an employee, can you get paid a commission too?
You can. Okay. You can, but it has to be an employee. So, for example, they can make a base plus, a base plus a commission or bonus. So they make $40,000 a year salary plus, you know, $500 a house that they sell or something like that. Now, I could be wildly inaccurate with those numbers, but yes, they can receive commission from the sale of real estate as long as they represent only one client. And that's the seller.
Okay.
So it could actually benefit them because what you're doing is knocking buyer agency out. Number one, they have to cooperate with real estate agents. Half is a strong word, but they do because they believe it's in their best interest. Most of the large builders, they don't want to lose out on sales opportunities that realtors would bring because they get a reputation for not being cooperative with real estate agents. Okay. So that's one thing. It eliminates that. Because now they have the cover to not have to do that anymore. Okay. And they've got robust sales teams that they pay salaries to already to sell their properties. And now that those people can go get the buyers instead of, I don't know. It was just a hypothesis.
Yeah.
That hit me as I consider the implications of this lawsuit.
Yeah. There's a lot of hypothesis out there. I would say ours are closer than
most,
than what you see other agents out there saying or freaking out about.
The market's not crashing, okay?
It has not rocked the real estate industry yet.
It has not. Commissions have not went to zero, Ricky Carruth. I mean, come on. Like, this is something. Like, I just don't buy in. I mean, look, I would be dishonest if I said that I don't understand the power of media. I do. That's why we're sitting here, okay? But, like, the doom and gloom part of it, I am allergic to. You will never catch me, you know, playing Chicken Little on any of my socials, on this radio show, or anywhere else you hear my voice.
Yeah. So another thought I had on this, how would the reward be paid out? Like, it has over 260,000 homes on the lawsuit. Who pays who?
Well,
what?
It's whoever joined the class action suit. So
would Keller Williams pay it? Would agents pay it?
There's an attributable percentage of liability that is selected by the plaintiff. So, I mean, it's in effect, it's a bunch of little lawsuits wrapped into one. I sue you, and I sue you, and I sue you. And the judge had elected to allow the trial to proceed like in tandem. So,
yeah. America, baby. It's beautiful. All right. We're going to cut to a couple ad sponsors. We'll be back. We're going to do the best Louisville coaches of all time. Should be fun. We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Motto Mortgage Premier Partners is your source for hassle-free home loans in Louisville, Kentucky. With their commitment to providing the best loan options, they make buying a home effortless. With Senior Loan Officer Andrew Dow at the helm, you can rest assured that you're in good hands. Andrew has a wealth of experience in the lending industry and has helped countless clients achieve their dreams of owning a home. At Motto Mortgage Premier Partners, they pride themselves on providing top-notch service and offering competitive rates and low fees. They understand that buying a home can be stressful, but their team is dedicated to making the process as easy as possible. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned pro, they have the expertise to guide you through the entire process. So if you're looking to purchase a home in Louisville, let Motto Mortgage Premier Partners and Andrew Dow help you find the loan that's right for you. Call him today at 502-931-8670.
Talk Radio 1080. Real news, real talk, an iHeart Radio station.
All right, we're back, folks. Welcome back to the Jay Pitt Show here on Talk Radio 1080. And it's time. It's that part of the show where we draft. Snake draft best coaches in University of Louisville history.
That is correct. We've could be any sport.
Any sport. We've decided any era.
I got a feeling we're going to miss some like coach in a sport that nobody really watches a lot.
I feel pretty good about where I'm coming from with this, but we have decided to only go a top three. Now we may do a couple of honorable mention or maybe a little bit of banter back and forth as a result of trimming from five to three. But I just feel like if we went five and five, it would get really sketchy toward the end. So we've decided to let Ryan go first since he got the second pick in the bar draft for last show. So, Ryan, do you know with the first pick?
Oh, I have it. It's in bold at the top of my list.
Well, I hope it's the same one I've got. If it's not, you're crazy.
It could be controversial. So, Rick Pitino.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That is not my pick.
And I think a lot of people wouldn't agree with that until we've seen what we've seen the last few years.
So you're going to give me the number one and number two on my list.
Yes.
With that pick.
And I probably know who they are.
Because I had Rick at number three.
And here's the interesting thing. You know, I did not get to see a lot of some of these coaches.
I didn't either. Frank, just to be fair, I haven't. I'm older than you. Okay. But some of the, my first two picks are pretty old. And I, as a child, saw my first pick. I don't recall much of the second. So anyway,
it's interesting too. You could do it by popularity, do it by wins.
I'm with you because you'll see later in my list how I start taking some liberties. But I think that just absolutely, without a doubt, number one should be, and I'll take him at number two, Mr. Denny Crum.
I had him right below Rick.
Two national titles. Yeah. Put Louisville on the map for pretty much all sports with his two national titles in the 80s. Hall of Fame guy, right? He's got the court named after him.
Yeah.
Okay, number two.
Staple in Louisville, too.
Yeah. My number two, number three overall, is the collision, Mr. Collision Course himself, Howard Schnellenberger.
Okay.
Which, you know, you could argue that from a success perspective, others have had more. I think he has more influence. So, like, that's kind of where I was going with Rick. Even Rick at three, I think, is not as successful as some. Well, he had a national title if you want to give it to him. Oh, I give it
to him. We're Louisville fans. Yeah,
I give it to him. I give it to him. All right. So Rick, I followed it up with Denny and Howard, and now we're one for one for the rest of the way.
Yep. So and I just realized I never started our timer for this segment.
So. I did. Don't you worry.
All right.
3 minutes in, sir.
Let's see here. This is tough. Because there's a lot of sports to go, and there's popular names. I think I'm going to go. So I told you I have some funny. I'm going Bobby Petrino the first time.
Oh, man. That's nowhere near where I was going either. Bobby's way down for me.
I'm going with names that I think people know now.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Bobby P. The first time. But he had a Heisman winner.
We can throw the Heisman
party. And probably is one, well, his probably at least his second most exciting season in the second trip. But nothing beats.
That loss to.
Dude, the Orange Bowl year was something special, I will say. So, I don't know. I like it a lot. I really wanted him to be higher, but I couldn't justify it. So, okay. Let's see.
I really want to do, I've told Jay, I want to do worst coaches in Louisville history.
Well,
I would put 1, 2, 3 Kenny Payne. I'm saying
you're calling it now. Which there was some breaking news about the basketball program. I don't know. I don't want to speculate. I want to wait and see what. But some altercation.
Yeah, and they asked somebody to be a coach.
And an interim head coach who declined. Anyway, all right, so let's get back to it. Back to the draft. I am loving this draft for me. I'm just going to tell you. With my third pick, which is sixth overall, I'm going to go Jeff Walls. My man is successful.
So Jeff Walls is gone. Denny Crum's gone for me. Should we do four?
I mean, I can go four. I think it gets real obscure at five.
Let's do four then.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going my third, Dan McDonald.
Dan McDonald is not next on my list, but he's the one after. He was eighth for me. And I'm going to throw you a name that you may not know. I'm going to guess that you don't know.
Probably don't.
Swimming and diving, Arthur Albiero. Are you familiar?
Negative.
Okay. We're going to have to examine Arthur Albiero's.
Okay.
Arthur Albiero's, you know, resume here. While I'm Googling this, you got.
Yeah, I'll give you some of my honor. Let's end it at three, and we can just talk about our honorable mentions.
Okay, go ahead.
So I had some. Lee Corso on here.
Lee Corso is the very bottom. He had next to no success here.
And the highest winning percentage in Louisville football history, Deion Branch as head coach.
What about John L? John L had a good year. He left spectacularly. Charlie Strong had a good career, but left unfortunately. I had Jeff Brohm at very last on my list at 7-1 to start. Here's some really good names that you... that we haven't mentioned on the Arthur Albiero train. Danny Busboom Kelly, okay, current volleyball coach, national coach of the year.
That's a good one.
Ken Lola, soccer coach, took him to a national title. He's been gone 5 years, so it's easy to forget, but like killer run. Also, I believe a national coach of the year. And Arthur Albiero has like a Hall of Fame career. Like swimming and diving coach. Like you hear about like us having an Olympian.
Yeah.
Right? Like Arthur Albiero, right? Like that's his program. He was a 27-year coach. Let's see, coached Team USA in 2016, short course world championship coach, 2017 world championships. I mean, like, dude was pretty successful.
We need to do like Louisville's greatest athletes of all time.
That would be a really good one. Now, I will say this also. Funny story. You've probably never heard of this either. Are you a Jim Rome fan? You remember Jim Rome at all?
No.
Don't know Jim Rome. It really like kind of like groundbreaking talk radio star, like crazy syndication numbers all nationwide. He did this thing in like 2015. He called it the Rex Streak. It started with Rex Chapman, followed by what's the NFL coach, the twin, Rex. Anyway, he's on Monday Night Football sometimes. Anyway, he started 2 days in a row. He had Rex guests, and he started the Rex streak. And so then he went to see how many days in a row he could interview a sports personality named Rex. Well, Rexy Karma, they call him, his Twitter was like at Rex9 for a long time because he was the ninth day of the Rex streak. And he was, you know, a coach, a tennis coach for University of Louisville. Pretty successful tennis
coach.
That's
what I was about to say. He was a Louisville tennis coach.
Yeah, Rexy Karma. So anyway.
I went to a couple tennis camps there growing up.
Okay. All right. I might have known you were tennis.
I can play. I'm
Country Club Ryan.
I am.
Tennis and golf.
There's two different types of athletes. You can hand-eye coordination. You play every sport, like, pretty easily, you know what you're doing. Then there's fast jump. To me, is there's two different athletes.
So you were the former.
I can play any sport that exists. I like played most sports, pretty much everything competitively, like travel, except never played football.
Yeah. But you throw darts really well. Ping pong?
Oh, dude, cornhole. I want to try to go pro. Wear Bush's beans, big bean shirt. I need to get one of those.
I need a Bush's Bean shirt.
It means you made it.
I don't know about that. I probably would not. I did see one of my kids. I had, this is so off topic, but a good friend of mine, apparently they got a YMCA little girls softball team that he was coaching, a couple of guys I know. And they got like handed out the little like bright orange shirts, and they joked and they called themselves the Hot Cheetos. And one of the dads actually went and bought jerseys that is the Hot Cheetos logo, and the girls showed up to the Y wearing Hot Cheeto shirts. That's as awesome. Their uniforms. I think it's pretty classic too.
Have you gotten to the point where Remax Premier Properties or J Pitt sponsors every single team? Athletic.
I sponsor. So I just, my son just made the A basketball team, the fifth and sixth A basketball team,
awesome.
which is cool. He had tryout. And he made it. I'm going to coach. They needed a coach, so I'm going to coach. And I sponsor our football team. I sponsor the fun run and all the walks and all that stuff. My sign is up at school like a ton. Kid literally, but you know, the most famous I've gotten is for my grocery cart ads.
I was going to say, I actually want to talk about that. Turned out better than you ever thought.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, a big old picture of me. It just says number one in Kentucky, Remax Premier Properties.
A big old picture of me.
Just a big old picture. And like kids take selfies with me and their parents text me when they're in the grocery store. Like a kid helps my kids get, they have the little safety patrol where you do carpool in the morning. And the kid goes, that's Jay Pitts. He's at the grocery.
Is that the JT Pitts?
The JT Pitts from the Jay Pitts Show on Talk Radio 1080.
And wait, co-host Ryan Harris?
Co-host Ryan Harris did not make the ad. But hey, folks, as much as you've probably enjoyed this small talk since the draft, that's all the time we got for you this week. So until next week, follow us on socials. You can see us anywhere at Jay Pitts Realtor, at
RyanHarris.re.
RyanHarris.re. Pretty much find us on any of the platforms. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you as always. Come back and see us real soon. We'll be back with the Jay Pitts Show here on Talk Radio 1080.
Peace.
See ya. Let me talk to you for a minute about my friend Michael Bush. Mike has spent over 20 plus years with Northwestern Mutual as a financial advisor and manages an office here in Louisville. He's my own personal financial advisor. One reason is that he knows that my investments in real estate and my business are my best investments, where I get my best returns. After that, I also invest in the stock market for diversification and tax advantages. Mike and his team have done a great job handling those investments for me. Their team takes a comprehensive look at planning, so he's regularly bringing up ideas that add value and build a more secure plan. Things like protecting my income with disability insurance, protecting my family with life insurance, and ways to get more out of my cash that would otherwise be sitting in a savings account earning nothing. Mike and his team at Northwestern Mutual have been great partners for me and my family, and I encourage you to give him a call. No obligation, just a conversation to see how they can help. Call Michael Bush at 502-727-2758 or email him at michael.bush@nm.com.
Motto Mortgage Premier Partners is your source for hassle-free home loans in Louisville, Kentucky. With their commitment to providing the best loan options, they make buying a home effortless. With Senior Loan Officer Andrew Dow at the helm, you can rest assured that you're in good hands. Andrew has a wealth of experience in the lending industry and has helped countless clients achieve their dreams of owning a home. At Motto Mortgage Premier Partners, they pride themselves on providing top-notch service and offering competitive rates and low fees. They understand that buying a home can be stressful, but their team is dedicated to making the process as easy as possible. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned pro, they have the expertise to guide you through the entire process. So if you're looking to purchase a home in Louisville, let Motto Mortgage Premier Partners and Andrew Dow help you find the loan that's right for you. Call him today at 502-931-8670.